Welcome to the DC Today, your daily market synopsis of the Dividend Cafe, brought to you every Monday through Thursday to bring you up-to-date information and perspective on financial markets.
Welcome to DC Today. It's Thursday, April 4th. And actually, one of the larger drawdowns actually on the day, we closed down 530 points on the Dow. But the interesting thing was we were up pretty much most of the morning until about 2 p.m. Eastern. So we were up a few hundred points, actually. So the swing on the day was about 750 points from top to bottom. And I wish that there was some sort of real definitive culprit to that or smoking gun. There was a few things. One, geopolitical tension with Israel's strike on Syria. Iran pledged to have a retaliation there, and I think there was angst there. There is a non-farm payroll number tomorrow that may have caused some just angst in the market, but I'm not sure I'm reading into that a ton. And then there was about a half a dozen different Fed presidents speaking over different engagements across the country that, frankly, most of them I thought were more dovish, really. They were middle of the road. There wasn't a whole lot of new statements. One of them in Minnesota, who used to work in the building that I used to work at here in Newport Beach, Neil Kashkari, had a comment that said, I'm expecting 2 rate cuts for this year, but if inflation keeps trading sideways, then maybe we don't need any at all. And that was right around the time the market turned. But, I don't know that was necessarily the reason. I think it was a combination of these different things. And sometimes there isn't always a huge definitive reason when markets turn. But nonetheless, markets sold off quite a bit. With tomorrow's payroll number, I thought I'd put a section in there just on labor force participation. Because it is interesting, the actual total rate, the labor force participation rate, has moved up. It was in the low 60s. We're at about 62.5. Now with more, everyone back at work and all that. But if you look at the breakdown between the two cohorts of like 25 to 54 year olds, it's an 83% participation rate, 83.5. So it's a very high rate. In fact, it's the highest participation rate in that age group that we've ever had in this country. Whereas if you look at 54 and older, it's about 38.5. So, which is on the lower end, historically ever. So it's really interesting when you look at those charts right after the pandemic, how they've sort of diverged. And you have a greater percentage of people younger working and a lower percentage of people older not working. So read into that what you will. I look at it as with ZIRP, zero interest rates, asset prices have inflated, real estate, stocks, things, bonds. And, people that are of greater age have more of those things. So I think there's a wealth effect associated with some of this stuff tied to lower interest rates. You know, it's that divergence of the wealth gap, in other words. That could be part of it. There's too many different reasons to point, but I think it's interesting nonetheless. We had initial jobless claims out today at 221 versus 213 expected. I'll call that similar, but technically it is inching a little higher there. And that was originally this morning when the news came out, markets actually reacted positively to that, which is, bad news being good news, basically, gives the Fed more reason to maybe lower rates if jobless claims are moving higher. The trade balance figures today, this is the third month in a row, we've had a wider imbalance there. It was up 1.9%. We were at about 1 billion versus 67.7 expected. So again, a trend of widening, widening trade imbalance there, trade deficit. Tomorrow we have Dividend Cafe coming out. Obviously, it's Friday, so that you'll have that live in your inbox. There's also the non-farm payroll number out tomorrow, which I think will be important, especially following today, which is this sort of sell-off day, to see if we get a recovery out of it. But we're expecting the unemployment rate to move from 3.9 to 3.8, so actually tick a little lower here. But that'll be out with you tomorrow. And then, like I always say, please reach out with questions. I get a lot, but I always appreciate them, and I'd encourage you to reach out if you have some. And if I don't speak to you, I wish you all a great weekend and good luck in your brackets and watching the final four. I was too busy to get my bracket in on time with David, so I missed out on all that action. So I'm officially calling for the underdogs to sweep, which is NC State and Alabama. So I'll take those two. Well, with that, I'm gonna let you go for the evening and wish you well. Talk to you soon.
The Bahnsen Group is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk. There is no guarantee that the investment process or investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. The Bahnsen Group and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of the Bahnsen Group and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor for any related questions.